It's that time of year again. Everyone knows that the holidays can quickly become overwhelming. So the sooner that you get things done, the better. Both shoppers and businesses, the best time to score great deals during the holidays is Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend. So if you have a product to sell, you need to make sure you're ready for anything that comes your way during the busiest weekend of the year. And that's why you need Shopify. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Don't let your brand's voice get lost in the thousands of messages consumers will be seeing. Shopify's marketing tools will help push your brand to the forefront of the chaos, no matter what platform your customers are on. If you want to give customers the best experience possible this holiday season, you need Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. This Black Friday, join the thousands of new entrepreneurs hearing for the first time with Shopify. Sign up for your free trial today at shopify.com/inspirational. That's shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational to make this Black Friday one to remember. Welcome to our Sunday Talks. Today's talk was edited and adapted from Concentration, The Road to Success by Henry Harrison Brown, published in 1907. Among the many forms and methods of concentration, prayer is the most common and the most potent. The secret of the religious world has been that prayer at the altar, with the prayer book, through hymn, ritual, rite, and environment, has led the soul to the contemplation of holy thoughts, and by concentrating upon them, the thought thus sown in the mind has influenced the life for good. You can learn valuable lessons from any church service, for any form, any rite, any book, any ritual, written prayer or hymn, has value to the one who concentrates upon it as truth or as a way to truth. It is not through the form or book, but through the thought, through the attitude of the mind, that the benefits come. There the power lies. All religious institutions grew out of human needs and minister to human needs, because they are but methods of concentration under holy thoughts, and to the extent they are accepted in faith, they produce results in holy living. For this reason, noble characters are found in every clime and under every creed. They all concentrated upon their spiritual ideals, and the ideal element in every creed draws, inspires, and holds the individual. Paul gave the Philippians a most excellent rule when he said, "Approve things that are excellent, so that you may be sincere and avoid offense." Sincerity is the only condition of receptivity. For that ideal which we sincerely accept, we cling to until it manifests. In other words, we pray from the ideal, and to the extent that we are persistent in our prayer, it becomes realized in the objective life. Jesus' admonition to pray without ceasing can only mean to concentrate upon the desire expressed in our prayer until it appears. Prayer thus supports the principle of affirmation. Affirm that you are the ideal, and through that affirmation, you create conditions through which the ideal shall manifest. There is thus but one principle, uniform in all its operations, in all religions and in no religion. Without understanding it fully, people have unconsciously obeyed its law. And that law is found in concentration. In concentrating sincerely upon the ideal, which is but another way of saying, I am that which I think I am. I pray, thinking I have received, and lo, I have received. Tennyson told us that, quote, more things are wrought by prayer than this world dreams of. And he was correct, because through prayer the principle of concentration is applied to daily living. And when this law is understood and practiced by you, you will have found the only way in which humanity has ever directed its development. Any form of prayer which you sincerely use will work toward its fulfillment in the thought expressed. Thoughts are materialized into life through prayer. Therefore, the selfish and the generous, the proud and the humble, the ill and the well, the failures and the successes, may all use the same formulas, utter the same prayers, but the results in each life will be as different as are the feelings awakened by the petition. For the objective results are decided by the real desires of the heart and not by the words. Should a person of quick temper pray sincerely to be cured of the habit, they will be cured, as they say, lead me not into temptation. But should they pray through fear of the pain which an outburst of anger brings, they will find relief only from present pain, but not from the cause, which will remain to bring pain again through another outburst of anger. Remember that it is not God in the heaven, but the God in you that answers his own prayer. And he cannot answer until you give him the opportunity through faith and prayer. For prayer is the state of forgetfulness of the present and of the objective self. It is a state of concentration where our connection with the divine and the eternal is made, where our lives are built up in success, happiness and health,